Look Out to the Future, written by Wandering Jedi Historian and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated for general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It is part 3 of the Right Here on the Ocean Floor series. Cody came from a large clan. At times, it was a little overwhelming to Obi-Wan how big it was. Jorb is a cousin, Cody murmured. His wife is Myri. Obi-Wan nodded. Right, and the party was the traditional introduction of their month-old baby to their extended families. What's the baby's name again? Rex asked quietly from Cody's other side. Grinning at his little brother, Cody replied, Aiden. Obi-Wan committed the name to memory as they swam into the party. Viri stood out with her deep auburn hair and the teal markings on her face. The baby dozing in her arms, on the other hand, was a miniature copy of his father. Like most of the men in the extended Fett family, Jorb resembled Cody a great deal. It looked like little Aiden would keep that going. Cody greeted his cousin with a big smile and a hug. He turned to the baby and gently ran a hand over the little one's soft hair. Welcome to the clan, Aiden, Cody said with a gentle smile. Rex followed suit and greeted the little one similarly. Obi-Wan waited until they were done to greet Viri and Jorb and offer his own congratulations. You'll be part of the clan soon, too, Jorb replied with a grin. It was true. There was less than a month until Obi-Wan and Cody's wedding. Indeed, Obi-Wan said, smiling happily. Cody reached for Obi-Wan's hand and squeezed it. Can't wait, he added. Rex rolled his eyes. You two are disgustingly sappy, he grumbled. Cody elbowed him in the side. You will be too when you find the right person, he declared. Viri grinned and stated, I've been told most men in House Muriel get like that when they do. Rex groaned. It was poor form to argue with a parent at their baby's introduction party. And also, she wasn't actually wrong. He'd seen it happen over and over with the various men in his family. I'm going to go find Pons, he grumbled. He swam off, ignoring the snickers from behind him. Part of him couldn't help but wonder what it would be like to attend one of these parties with Bakara at his side. If only he could work up the courage to actually talk to the other Murr. The quest to find Pons failed, but he did manage to find his younger cousin, Nav. How's the training going? Rex asked. Nav's tail swished in excitement. I graduate in 2 months, he exclaimed. Rex blinked. Training with the Navigators Guild usually took a year. You'll be done early? He asked. Tail swishing even more, Nav nodded. I scored so well on 2 of the exams that they moved me to advanced training early, he explained. That was impressive. Graduating early was nearly unheard of. The Navigators Guild was one of the toughest there was to pass the exams for. Well done, Rex praised. Nav beamed and happily regaled Rex with stories from training while they looked for the snack table. Just like that, Viri said, smiling as she carefully adjusted Obi-Wan's hold. Little Aiden snoozed away happily, totally oblivious to the fact that he wasn't in his mother's arms anymore. He knows I'm right here, Viri assured, almost as if she had sensed Obi-Wan's thoughts. Obi-Wan smiled. He's perfect, he said softly. Absolutely perfect. Viri smiled. He really is, she agreed. Do you and Cody plan to adopt? Looking down at the baby sleeping in his arms, Obi-Wan nodded. We do, he replied. We both love children, and having a family is important to us. Understanding, Viri squeezed his shoulder. Based on what Jorb has said and what I know of Cody, you two will make great parents, she assured. Obi-Wan hoped she was right. Pons eyed the flower arrangements critically. Everything needed to be just right. Baby Aiden deserved that. A little nudge here, a little turn of a vase there, and Pons was much happier with the placements of all the flowers. Now, where did those sweet boys of his get to? Fox looked around with an assessing gaze. Jorb was family, but still. As the event planner who coordinated everything for the tired new parents, it was still a matter of professional pride to make sure everything was right. You can relax, you know. He turned and raised a brow at his younger brother, Thorn. The party is going great. Everything looks fine. Vairi and Jorb are happy. You can relax, Thorn repeated. Rolling his eyes, Fox shrugged. I don't want them to have to worry about anything, he replied. Thorn waved a hand at everything around them. And they don't, because, as usual, you thought of everything, he declared. Fox smiled a little at that. Don't you have someone else to go bother? He teased. In typical little brother fashion, Thorn just grinned. Nope, he replied. And we all know you're pouting a little because Bale and Brea couldn't make it. With a groan, Fox had to admit that was true. With a kingdom to rule, Bale and Brea couldn't just drop everything to visit every time a member of Fox's large extended family had a party. He consoled himself with the fact that it was less than a month until Cody and Obi-Wan's wedding, which Bale and Brea were going to attend. He knew at some point he was going to have to make a choice, but they weren't there quite yet. As the party wound down hours later, Vairi tiredly leaned into Jorb's side. He wrapped his arm around her and smiled softly at the sight of their son snuggled against her chest. Well, little one, that was your family, Jorb murmured to the sleepy baby. Vairi laughed. Don't worry, Aiden. It will be years before anyone expects you to remember all the names, she teased. She stroked her son's soft hair, and his little eyes fluttered closed. Why don't we start saying our goodbyes, Jorb suggested. No one will mind us needing to take him home. After a day full of family and fun and laughter, home sounded very good. The end.